Hello, my name is Sabine. Today I would like to interrupt my finance MBC and would like to talk about Corona, but not whether you would get your injection or not. I would like to give you a little bit an overview because in nearly every conversation something comes up like, does Corona impact my wish to buy a real estate? So I would like to give you an overview how it could impact it and how you should do your plan independent from Corona. Yes, at first, if you want to buy an apartment or a house, you should always have a positive mindset because it's something you want to buy and this is for your medium long-term planning, and so you should go ahead with whatever you want to do. That doesn't mean it should not doable. So you should not buy a castle or something like this. It should be realistic. On the other hand, it has to do with how could Corona impact the market. This is like a glass bowl. Yes, it might be impact, but not directly, more indirect. Could change the working environment. Are there more people in home office? So it does it mean that in bigger cities there are less offices in the middle of the city? Or does the working environment change because of Corona and digitalization? But this would have been done anyway. It might be a little bit quicker. So at the end, you should have your positive mindset, you should have your long-term planning, and you should go into yourself and think a little bit, what are my job opportunities? How does my family look? That means how many kids do I have? How many kids do I have to feed? Does my wife or my husband or whatever also work? So do we have one or two salaries? How old am I? These are the points. And at the end, it comes again to the three L's: location, location, location. That means if you want to move there by yourself and you find something where you're really happy, it needn't have the best location because you would like to live there for the next 20 or 30 years. But if you say, oh, might be I live there only for 5 years and then I go for, because of my work, to another place, then you definitely have to think, where do I buy? So what is the third part? Purchasability. This, will I be able to sell it after 5 years with the same or higher price? And this depends on the location and the infrastructure and the development of the area. But these are, again, things, it's a little bit like a glass bowl. If there is a big company at the spot and this will tear down because that doesn't have any jobs anymore, then this area will change. But this, you cannot look in 20 or 30 years ahead. And the same for the third part, purchasability, is also if you want to buy an apartment as a capital investor, then it definitely depends on the long-term value. Okay, this should be all for today. I wanted to raise it a little bit. Yes, there will be impacts. However, if you really want to buy something, then go ahead and make your checklist and then move ahead. I have a lot of customers, they wanted to buy something 4 or 5 years ago, but they said, no, we wait, probably the prices go down. What happens? The prices go up, the interest were lower than for 5 years, and now they buy a little bit higher. So if you have any question or would like to discuss this with me, feel free to contact me. I nearly have this discussion in every call. I wish you a great week and a nice Christmas time. Bye, it's Sabine from FIBA.